This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. The next item is from the ARRL in the USA.
From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News. At WRC 15 in Geneva, consensus continues to shape up around a new 15 kHz wide global secondary 60-meter amateur radio allocation at 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz. On November 12th, Conference Working Group 4B agreed to the global secondary allocation, with power limits designed to protect primary services from harmful interference. Subworking Group 4B1, chaired by Dale Hughes, VK1DSH, had presented its output document with two options, the other being no change, a position many administrations favored going into the conference. The current compromise making the allocation possible still must clear two more levels at the conference. This won't happen until next week, and the issue is not final until it does. ARRL CEO David Sumner, K1ZZ, who attended the conference briefly on behalf of the International Amateur Radio Union, congratulated the IARU team and the national delegates who advocated for the amateur service. Assuming that the fragile agreement continues to hold, this will be the first entirely new HF allocation since 1979, Sumner said. While we would have preferred more, anyone who understands what our proponents were up against will appreciate what they have accomplished. The working group held 15 meetings over the first 10 days of WRC 15. During week one, the discussion focused on whether there would be an allocation at all. A number of administrations and the regional telecommunications organization representing Russia and 10 of its neighboring countries were bitterly opposed. As week one closed, it became clear that the widest achievable allocation was 15 kilohertz and that a power limit in the neighborhood of 15 watts effective isotropic radiated power would have to be part of the package. Early in week two, the band edges were agreed upon as part of a compromise proposed by one of the no-change countries. Resolving the power limit proved to be more difficult. CITEL, the regional telecommunications organization encompassing the Americas, argued strenuously for slightly more power in South America and the Caribbean. The U.S., which went into the conference with a no-change stance, joined the compromise once the band edges were set and argued in favor of a higher power limit, although several other countries opposed this. The last no-change holdout was Japan, which reluctantly agreed to accept the allocation on November 12th. An allocation is always a win, and we have a very good chance of a win, said ARRL Chief Technology Officer Brennan Price, N4QX, who is a member of the U.S. delegation. ARRL Technical Relations Specialist John Siverling, WB3ERA, is also part of the U.S. delegation to WRC 15. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org.
This was Peter Jones for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.